경제에 높으신 뜻이었습니다. 전군의 대당의 혁명사상 성군 혁명사상만이 맥박치고 백도의 혁명전 덕만이 살아 숨쉬게 하시려는 자침없는 의지가 천만의 심장을 올려두었습니다. 군사라고 하신 경애하는 김정은 동지, 최고 사령관 동지의 사업을 잘 보좌하는 것이 나의 필생의 사명이라고 하시며 있는 군대 전투력을 백방으로 다져 절정한 기인의 한없이 고결한 충정의 세계에 가슴 뜨거웠습니다. 안고 훈련장마다에서 영맹 떨치는 인민군 군인들, 경애하는 김정은 동지께서는 인민군대를 사회주의 우리 조국을 굳건히 수호하는 최종의 대우로 더욱 강화하기 위한 북두산 훈련 열풍을 전군에 세차게 일으켜 나가시었습니다. 위대한 장군님께서 명령만 내리시면 가단 원수도 무자비하게 초갈길 수 있도록 무적의 군력을 다져 나가는 우리의 혁명적 무장력.
C'est peut-être la dernière fois que tu m'aimes. Apprécie jusqu'à te lasser. Ensuite on t'étrangle avec des lacets. Marine se mesure en hectare cube de terre de cimetière, recouvert d'immigrés et de pitules.
Aujourd'hui je te crève, demain je t'enterre. Après-demain tu te relèveras pas, sois pas fier. Crame ton cul comme un steak, P-E-L-L-E-K. Même si la sueur t'engraine dans ton survêt, mec. Je t'ai cru quand tu me disais que tu restais ghetto. Jusqu'à la mort disais-tu, je croyais que t'avais les crocs. Deux jours, tu simules une vie de chien avec tes sauces. Après je te crame en club avec Tom Jones et des sex bombs.
All right, this is the gun lamp for the re-election, so give it to me straight.
Well, there are no major defectors for campaign contributions, dear. The war chest is in excellent shape.
Good. Very good. What is our image, Will?
We've programmed the latest poll, Senator. Lewis Harris gave us a random pattern sampling with peer group anchorage, Gallup, a saturation vertical syndrome study with horizontal personality backstopping, and NORC ran an ethnic study with racial and religious breakdown, status group compensation, and socioeconomic balancing.
Yes, good. But am I winning or losing?
Losing, Senator.
Losing? But why? The computers had me ahead last December.
It checks out on both computers, plus the one we have as a safety valve backstopping cross-check. If the elections were held today, you would lose by 1.846 percentile.
1.846 percentile. Oh, yes. And the computers don't lie.
Isn't there a possible breakthrough with any of the peer groups? How are we doing on the Jewish vote?
The senator's solid with the Jews, Mrs. Hennington. The Negroes are the trouble spot.
The Negroes. I'm the best friend those people have in Washington.
The computers indicate a sharp decline immediately after your law and order speech last winter.
All right, all right. Now let's see if we can come up with some ideas here. First, how do we retrieve the lost black vote?
Gil, why don't we accuse the CIA of a racially discriminatory hiring policy? They have no Negroes, except on a menial level, you know.
Certain, Belinda. I mean, that may be it.
I'm positive, but I'll check it out with our man over at personnel.
Good.
Whoever they select will be the best known spy since 007.
Now, Stan. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby swear to uphold the laws of the United States of America.
To uphold the laws of the United States of America.
And those laws governing the Central Intelligence Agency.
What do you see in this ink blot?
I see a man. If I were undercover as a political or economic officer in an embassy and I was questioned about racism in the United States, I'd point out that they also have racial and religious troubles, that a thing like that isn't resolved overnight, and that our country is firmly behind racial progress and great strides are being made.
And so on behalf of the director of our agency, I'd like to offer congratulations on completing our tough preliminary training course. After weeks of physical and psychological testing, you 10 men have survived the more than 40 already sworn in, who in turn were selected from a careful screening and security check of hundreds. You men, therefore, represent the best of your race. The survivors of our regular training course to begin tomorrow will be the first of your race to join the finest intelligence and espionage fraternity in the history of mankind. I must emphasize, however, that you are by no means agents as yet. Now, the selecting out process continues right up until graduation day. So, keep on your toes, keep your noses clean, and I hope to congratulate you on joining the team at the end of the training course. Thank you.
Well, ain't a guru to be a spy.
Right on.
Really? Yeah. We the first spooks to be spooks for the CIA.
Hey, man, you know how much this scotch costs in the commissary? $3. Mm. Shiv ass
regal.
Yeah, it's cheaper overseas, man.
Yeah, and rent-free housing overseas, too.
Hey, you went to Fisk, didn't you?
I'm from Howard.
Say, you a frat man?
Yeah, man. Alpha.
No kidding, baby. So am I. Come on. Okay. Hey, let's get it over there.
Say, didn't we meet last year at the Pan Relays?
Wow, man, yeah. At that party at the motel.
Hey, man, we got it made now.
Yeah, but don't forget what Carstairs said. Dig, they can still flunk us out.
Yeah, I don't think Carstairs would be uptight if we all flunked out. And you know that PT instructor Calhoun hates us.
Mm. Hey, man, it doesn't matter how they feel. You know, the word is integration from the top. Now, some of us have got to make it, and we're it. You just have to understand the theory of tokenism. Look, they grade on a curve. None of us get too eager. Gentlemen see for everybody, right?
Right.
You got a problem.
Seconds. As you can see, gentlemen, there is one quick way to fail this course.
Then we take the two wires, we place them here, and we crimp them together, making the connection positive. We take the switch then, and we throw it.
All right, we'll operate the ignition by remote control. Always use those materials which are easily accessible to any citizen of the country in which you are operating. Okay.
Before this experiment and integration ends?
There are only six left in the group, General.
And?
The top-ranking man academically will fail the physical requirements. He's no athlete. Another figures to flunk this week's exam, but one might make it.
You assured me 2 weeks ago no one would survive.
Somehow I forgot Freeman even existed. He has a way of fading into the background. But he's been among the top three in academics and first in athletic training.
Yes, they do make good athletes. Which one is he?
That one.
Come in.
Hey, Freeman.
Hey.
Come on in. Listen, we're going into Washington. You want to come along with us?
No, got some studying to do.
Oh, they've been letting us in town for a month now, man, and you ain't been out of here yet.
more nuts in here.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe you gotta cool it.
Cool it?
Mm-hmm. Cool it. If you weren't so eager to please the white man and send the grading curve up, there'd be three times as many of us here now. What kind of Tom are you, anyway?
Same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. And you better watch what you say about white folks. Behind their back, this place could be bugged.
Are you calling me a tall man?
Well, none of us would pick for our militancy now, were we? Now, why don't you go away and let me alone?
Why don't you join the team, man?
Team? Man, I'm not playing any games.
Man, you just don't belong. I think you'd be happier with a mop in your hands.
Like your mama.
Let's step outside now.
No. No. You don't want to step outside with me. Because, baby, I would kick your ass.
Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
All right, this is the gun lap for the re-election, so give it to me straight.
Well, there are no major defectors for campaign contributions, dear. The war chest is in excellent shape.
Good. Very good. What is our image, Will?
We've programmed the latest poll, Senator. Lewis Harris gave us a random pattern sampling with peer group anchorage, Gallup, a saturation vertical syndrome study with horizontal personality backstopping, and NORC ran an ethnic study with racial and religious breakdown, status group compensation, and socioeconomic balancing.
Yes, good. But am I winning or losing?
Losing, Senator.
Losing? But why? The computers had me ahead last December.
It checks out on both computers, plus the one we have as a safety valve backstopping cross-check. If the elections were held today, you would lose by 1.846 percentile.
1.846 percentile. Oh, yes. And the computers don't lie.
Isn't there a possible breakthrough with any of the peer groups? How are we doing on the Jewish vote?
The senator's solid with the Jews, Mrs. Hennington. The Negroes are the trouble spot.
The Negroes. I'm the best friend those people have in Washington.
The computers indicate us.
I see them working, sweating, raving on the floor. They're pushing to the limit still, they cry for more. And as their bodies twitch in sonic agony, my mind is setting out to soothing reverie.
All right, this is the gun lap for the re-election, so give it to me straight.
Well, there are no major defectors for campaign contributions, dear. The war chest is in excellent shape.
Good. Very good. What is our image, Will?
We've programmed the latest poll, Senator. Lewis Harris gave us a random pattern sampling with peer group anchorage, Gallup, a saturization vertical syndrome study with horizontal personality backstopping, and NORC ran an ethnic study with racial and religious breakdown, status group compensation, and socioeconomic balancing.
Yes, good. But am I winning or losing?
Losing, Senator.
Losing? But why? The computers had me ahead last December.
It checks out on both computers, plus the one we have as a safety valve backstopping cross-check. If the elections were held today, you would lose by 1.846 percentile.
1.846 percentile. Oh, yes. And the computers don't lie.
Isn't there a possible breakthrough with any of the peer groups? How are we doing on the Jewish vote?
The senator's solid with the Jews, Mrs. Hennington. The Negroes are the trouble spot.
The Negroes. I'm the best friend those people have in Washington.
The computers indicate a sharp decline immediately after your law and order speech last winter.
All right, all right. Now let's see if we can come up with some ideas here. First, how do we retrieve the lost black vote?
Gil, why don't we accuse the CIA of a racially discriminatory hiring policy? They have no Negroes, except on a menial level, you know.
Certain, Belinda. I mean, that may be it.
I'm positive, but I'll check it out with our man over at personnel.
Good.
Whoever they select will be the best known spy since 007.
Not bad. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby swear to uphold the laws of the United States of America.
To uphold the laws of the United States of America.
And those laws governing the Central Intelligence Agency.
What do you see in this inkblot?
I see a man.
If I were undercover as a political or economic officer in an embassy and I was questioned about racism in the United States, I'd point out that they also have racial and religious troubles, that a thing like that isn't resolved overnight, and that our country is firmly behind racial progress and great strides are being made.
And so on behalf of the director of our agency, I'd like to offer congratulations on completing our tough preliminary training course. After weeks of physical and psychological testing, you 10 men have survived the more than 40 already sworn in, who in turn were selected from a careful screening and security check of hundreds. You men, therefore, represent the best of your race. The survivors of our regular training course to begin tomorrow will be the first of your race to join the finest intelligence and espionage fraternity in the history of mankind. I must emphasize, however, that you are by no means agents as yet. Now, the selecting out process continues right up until graduation day. So, keep on your toes, keep your noses clean, and I hope to congratulate you on joining the team at the end of the training course. Thank you.
Well, ain't a guru to be a spy.
Right on.
Really? Yeah. We the first spooks to be spooks for the CIA.
Hey, man, you know how much this scotch costs in the commissary. $3. Mm. Shiv ass
Regal.
Yeah, and it's cheaper overseas, man.
Yeah, and rent-free housing overseas, too.
Hey, you went to Fisk, didn't you?
I'm from Howard.
Say, you a frat man?
Yeah, man. Alpha.
No kidding, baby. So am I.
Come on, kid.
Hey, let's get it over there.
Didn't we meet last year at the Penn Relays?
Wow, man, yeah. At that party at the motel.
We got it made now.
Yeah, but don't forget what Carstairs said. Dig, they can still flunk us out.
Yeah, I don't think Carstairs would be uptight if we all flunked out.
And you know that PT instructor Calhoun hates us.
Mm. Hey, man, it doesn't matter how they feel. You know, the word is integration from the top. Now, some of us have got to make it, and we're it. You just have to understand the theory of tokenism. Look, they grade on a curve. None of us get too eager. Gentlemen see for everybody, right?
Right.
You got a problem.
Four more seconds.
you can see, gentlemen, there is one quick way to fail this course.
Then we take the two wires, we place them here, and we crimp them together, making the connection positive. Take the switch then, and throw it.
All right, we'll operate the ignition by remote control.
Always use those materials which are easily accessible to any citizen of the country in which you are operating. Okay.
How long before this experiment in integration ends?
There are only six left in the group, General.
And?
The top-ranking man academically will fail the physical requirements. He's no athlete. Another figures to flunk this week's exam, but one might make it.
You assured me 2 weeks ago no one would survive.
Somehow I forgot Freeman even existed. He has a way of fading into the background. But he's been among the top three in academics and first in athletic training.
Yes, they do make good athletes. Which one is he?
That one.
Come in.
Hey, Freeman.
Hey.
Come on in. Listen, we're going into Washington. You want to come along with us?
No, got some studying to do.
Oh, they've been letting us in town for a month now, man, and you ain't been out of here yet. You're going nuts in here.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe I'd cool it.
Cool it?
Mm-hmm. Cool it. If you weren't so eager to please the white man and send the grading curve up, there'd be three times as many of us here now. What kind of Tom are you, anyway?
Same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. And you better watch what you say about white folks. Behind their back, this place could be bugged.
Are you calling me a Tom, man?
Well, none of us would picture our militancy now, will we? Now, why don't you go away and let me alone?
Why don't you join the team, man?
Team? Man, I'm not playing any games.
Man, you just don't belong. I think you'd be happier with a mop in your hands.
Like your mama.
Let's step outside now.
No. You don't want to step outside with me. Because, baby, I would kick your ass.
Come on, man. Come on.
No, no, wait a minute, man. No, wait a minute. This fool is crazy, man.
Come on.
Glass Kumbasi, and would you give the young lady down the end of the bar whatever she's drinking?
Yes. This is from the fellow to the end of the bar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You looking for some action?
Yep. How much?
15 and 5. 5 at the hotel.
Yeah. And all night?
Not on Saturday, baby.
Okay. You know, you remind me of someone.
Oh, really?
Who? A queen.
Look, baby, all you got to do is give me my bread. You don't have to talk no trash.
No, really.
What kind of queen?
A queen from Dahomey.
Dahu? What the hell is Dahomey?
Dahomey was a great nation in Africa.
Africa?
No, really. I've got a book with a picture of you. You look just like her. I'll give you the book.
Sure.
No, you two could be twins, except that she wore her hair different. You know?
Huh.
It was kind of like natural, you know, the way it grew.
You
look good like that.
Look, honey, if you're a hairdresser, maybe I can get you a boy.
No. You'll do.
Good. Then why don't you just be a trick and stop talking all that shit about queens and kinky hair?
Okay. Listen, can I get you another drink?
Mm-hmm. You really got a book with a picture in it that looked like me.
I'll bring you the book.
When?
The next time I see you.
Ray.
Me.
Ray.
Me.
Mr. Freeman, you will stay for additional instruction. Mr. Freeman, I don't think you people belong in our outfit. I don't have anything against the rest of the group. They just don't measure up. But you, I don't like.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, I don't like your phony humility, and I don't like your style. Now, this is a team for men. Not misplaced cotton pickers.
Yes, sir.
Stow the Yazabas. It doesn't work on me. I'll give you a chance. Just go up to the office and resign. Otherwise, we fight. Now, your black belt matches my own, so you won't be able to whine brutality, equal opportunity, you people claim you want. Mr. Su, Shinban.
Shinban.
rest?
No. There ain't no rest for the weary.
Son, are you all right?
Hey, baby, don't look so sad. Be back in a month.
Well, at least we won't have to stay in a hotel. They let us start commuting in 2 weeks, and I'm gonna get us a pad.
You know, I don't mind this place too much. It kind of reminds me of that hotel off campus.
Well, listen, what would happen to the Cook County Department of Welfare if the star caseworker missed work tomorrow?
Casework supervisor, honey.
Okay, Miss Big Time, what would happen?
Can you play hooky?
Yeah. I found a beautiful restaurant last week.
Ooh, do they have shark's fin soup?
No, it's a West Indian restaurant.
Oh, shark's fin soup with peas and rice, huh?
Yes.
Hmm. Hope they stay open late.
They've all been eliminated except Freeman, sir.
Will he make it?
I think so. He has written an oral finals this week.
Security?
Checks out so far. Routine security checks in the training barracks and checks on his activities in Washington. Of course, he's only been allowed out of the training area for the last 2 months.
Anything suspicious?
No, sir. He checked into a colored hotel, spent his weekends in the ghetto, mostly on U Street.
That's pretty tough territory.
Yes, sir, but he seems at home there. He grew up in a neighborhood much like it in Chicago.
How did he get through college?
Athletic scholarship.
That figures.
Also explains the Calhoun incident.
Sir, in fairness to Calhoun, Freeman's been studying judo privately for years.
Politics?
Apolitical. He was involved in civil rights activity as a student, but nothing pink or radical.
Men or women?
Women. No hint of homosexuality. Developed a liaison with a prostitute on U Street. Also has a girlfriend in Chicago. Apparently he's known her since they were college students.
When will you run a final 6-9 security check?
It's already in progress. It should be finished in a few days.
Run up a dossier on this whore and give it to me. Leave Freeman's file. Secure Security's in.
Yes, sir.
Figured out something for him to do?
Yes, sir.
Well, like it or not, looks as if we're integrated.
You know if he takes any dope? Heroin, LSD, marijuana, pill?
No. He don't even smoke. He ain't no junkie, baby.
Does he have a tendency to boast? Brag about himself?
He don't talk about himself at all. Most regular tricks want to tell you the story of their whole lives.
Does he gamble?
If he do, I don't know about it. Took him to a joint one night. Craps, poker. If he get in, I get a cut. You just stand around and look.
What'd you say? Violent? Uncontrollable temper?
Temper? No. He'll never lose his cool. But people don't give him no shit.
Huh? How do you mean?
He's one of them quiet kind of cats that people just don't mess with.
Positive, but I'll check it out with our man over at personnel.
Good.
Whoever they select will be the best known spy since 007.
And now stand. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby swear to uphold the laws of the United States of America.
And those laws governing the Central Intelligence Agency.
Thank you.
What do you see in this ink blot?
I see a man.
If I were undercover as a political or economic officer in an embassy and I was questioned about racism in the United States, I'd point out that they also have racial and religious troubles, that a thing like that isn't resolved overnight, and that our country is firmly behind racial progress and great strides are being made.
And so on behalf of the director of our agency, I'd like to offer congratulations on completing our tough preliminary training course. After weeks of physical and psychological testing, you 10 men have survived the more than 40 already sworn in, who in turn were selected from a careful screening and security check of hundreds. You men, therefore, represent the best of your race. The survivors of our regular training course to begin tomorrow will be the first of your race to join the finest intelligence and espionage fraternity in the history of mankind. I must emphasize, however, that you are by no means agents as yet. Now, the selecting out process continues right up until graduation day. So, keep on your toes, keep your noses clean, and I hope to congratulate you on joining the team at the end of the training course. Thank you.
Well, ain't it groovy to be a spy?
Right on.
Really? Yeah. Hey, we the first spooks to be spooks with a B.I.A.
Hey, man, you know how much this scotch costs in the commissary. $3. Shiv ass
regal.
Yeah, and it's cheaper overseas, man.
Yeah, and rent-free housing overseas, too.
Hey, you went to Fisk, didn't you?
I'm from Harvard.
Say, you a frat man?
Yeah, man. Alpha.
No kidding, baby. So am I. Come on, kid. Hey, let's get it over there.
Say, didn't we meet last year at the Pan Relays?
Wow, man, yeah. At that party at the motel.
We got it made now.
Yeah, but don't forget what Carstairs said. Dig, they can still flunk us out.
Yeah, I don't think Carstairs would be uptight if we all flunked out. And you know that PT instructor Calhoun hates us.
Mm. Hey, man, it doesn't matter how they feel. You know, the word is integration from the top. Now, some of us have got to make it, and we're it. You just have to understand the theory of tokenism. Look, they grade on a curve. None of us get too eager. Gentlemen see for everybody, right?
Right.
You got a problem.
Four more seconds. As you can see, gentlemen, there is one quick way to fail this course.
Then we take the two wires, we place them here, and we crimp them together, making the connection positive. We take the switch then, and we throw.
All right, we'll operate the ignition by remote control.
Always use those materials which are easily accessible to any citizen of the country in which you are operating. Okay. Let's go.
How long before this experiment in integration ends?
There are only six left in the group, General.
And?
The top-ranking man academically will fail the physical requirements. He's no athlete. Another figures to flunk this week's exam, but one might make it.
You assured me 2 weeks ago no one would survive.
Somehow I forgot Freeman even existed. He has a way of fading into the background. But he's been among the top three in academics and first in athletic training.
Yes, they do make good athletes. Which one is he?
That one.
Come in.
Hey, Freeman.
Hey. Come on in.
Listen, we're going into Washington. You want to come along with us?
No, got some studying to do.
They've been letting us in town for a month now, man, and you ain't been out of here yet. You're going nuts in here.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe you gotta cool it.
Cool it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool it. You weren't so eager to please the white man and send the grading curve up, there'd be three times as many of us here now. What kind of Tom are you, anyway?
Same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. And you better watch what you say about white folks. Behind their back, this place could be bugged.
Are you calling me a Tom, man?
Well, none of us would pick for our militancy now, will we? Now, why don't you go away and let me alone?
Why don't you join the team, man?
Team? Man, I'm not playing any games.
Man, you just don't belong. I think you'd be happier with a mop in your hands.
Like your mama.
Let's step outside now.
No. You don't want to step outside with me. Because, baby, I would kick your ass.
Come on, man. Come on.
No,
come
no,
on.
No, wait a minute, man. No, wait a minute. This fool is crazy, man.
Come on.
Glass Courvoisier. And would you give the young lady down the end of the bar whatever she's drinking?
Yes.
This is from the fellow at the end of the bar.
You looking for some action?
Yeah. How much?
15 and 5. 5 at the hotel.
Yeah. And all night?
Not on Saturday, baby.
Okay.
you know. You remind me of someone.
Oh, really?
Who? A queen.
Look, baby, all you got to do is give me my bread. You don't have to talk no trash.
No, really.
What kind of queen?
A queen from Dahomey.
Dahu? What the hell is Dahomey?
Dahomey was a great nation in Africa.
Africa?
No, really. I've got a book with a picture of you. Look just like her. I'll give you the book.
Sure.
No, you two could be twins, except that she wore her hair different.
How?
It was kind of like natural, you know, the way it grew.
You
look good like that.
Look, honey, if you're a hairdresser, maybe I can get you a boy.
No. You'll do.
Good. Then why don't you just be a trick and stop talking all that shit about queens and kinky hair?
Okay. Listen, can I get you another drink?
Mm-hmm. You really got a book with a picture in it that looked like me.
I'll bring you the book.
When?
The next time I see you.